the history of Fergs. In St. Petersburg, Florida, in 1986, construction began on the Suncoast Dome, now called Tropicana Field, with the sole purpose of attracting a pro baseball team. But when the stadium was finished in 1990, there were still no tenants. It was at that time that Mark Ferguson, the founder of Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, made a famous bet that the area would one day draw a team. He bought an old Sunoco gas station and built his bar across the street from the empty dome. St. Petersburg failed several times to lure an existing franchise. First the White Sox and then the Giants spurned the city. In 1993, baseball expanded to Miami and Denver, but the dome remained silent. However, the stadium did host several major college basketball tournaments. Finally, on March 31, 1998, the first pitch was thrown for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays in front of 45,369 people. Mark Ferguson's gamble had officially paid off, and Major League Baseball was here in St. Petersburg. Ferg soon expanded in order to accommodate the huge game day crowds, but no matter how big Ferg's gets, its mission remains to be a place where everybody knows your name. Ferg Sports Bar keeps things comfortable with its warm, homey atmosphere and tacky Florida decorations. Ferg's is also the unofficial home of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and has received visits from team legends such as Rich McKay and James Wilder. With 64 TV screens and the NFL Network, wherever you're from, you can follow all the nail-biting action of your favorite team. Ferg's offers some great beers on tap, and during happy hour, which lasts until 7, you can enjoy a large glass of red or white wine for only $2.25, and the popcorn is always free at Ferg's. Ferg's manages to keep things friendly and fun, and the iconic sports bar seems sure to stay in St. Petersburg for years to come.